Access number 12551, Real 5.
Colonel Wooldridge, Real 5. You were talking about their attitude towards you.
Yes, despite the extremists, the great majority of Northern Irishmen are people the same as anybody else's, and they are extremely hospitable, and they're a joy to be with. But how you solve their problem, I do not know.
How much do you think that you achieved whilst you were there?
That's a difficult question, isn't it? From what I see now, we seem to have achieved nothing at all over all these years. It's difficult to judge from a distance because people think, gosh, there's nothing but trouble over there. But when you go over there, there are only very small areas and very small periods when there is trouble. And I dare say it's the same now, although it's pretty unpleasant trouble. We've put some people away who were undoubtedly the worst sort of assassin and murderer. Putting them away cures them of that, or has any effect on the rest, I'm not quite sure. We had to go to protect the others. Otherwise it would be absolute slaughter. So it was worth our being there. As far as I'm personally concerned, every experience I've had in the army has always benefited me. I've learned from it. So it must have done some value, not only for me, but for all the other people who went there. So perhaps they've learned a bit more humanity as a result of it, as well as learnt other things.
Do you think their service in Northern Ireland sharpens the British soldier?
I suppose, as there's nothing else for him to so-called sharpen himself on, yes. I think it probably does. If you think your life's on the line, you are pretty sharp.
And you then returned to Berlin in 73 and 76 in a different capacity?
I was very lucky. I went back as the chief A&Q staff officer in Berlin to two generals, General Scott Barrett and General Roy Redgrave. And again, that was even more enjoyable than the previous time because I had a much larger overview of the whole of Berlin. I was not only responsible for the A and the Q side, I was responsible for the Berlin budget or the administration of the Berlin budget, which was a system whereby the federal government of West Germany paid for all the Allied forces in Berlin, but not unreasonably wanted to know how we were spending the money. And so that was my first introduction, really, to budgeting and monetary and financial control. But my circle of acquaintances was even wider than it had been as a commanding officer. And so we got to know all sorts of people who are still friends, including a lot of Berliners. And it was a most interesting experience. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Did you ever think in Germany when you were serving there that the Russians really would attack?
Well, I never thought for sure that they wouldn't. I was certainly convinced that communism's motive or its ideas meant that it was in duty bound to make the rest of the world communist as well. And I have always thought that if it thought it could have got away with it, yes, it would have come. And of course, we'd got contingency plans in Berlin, but they wouldn't have been any good. If he wanted to take Berlin, he could have taken Berlin. He might have got a nuclear on Moscow or something in return. But we couldn't have held him off. Whatever we'd done, we hadn't got enough force there.
Did you ever have anything to do with the Berlin Wall?
Only looking at it. Yeah. We went to the famous places in Bernauerstrasse and so on, where the poor souls had been shot trying to cross it. But no, I had nothing to do with the wall at all.